Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us in person. Doesn't look like anybody's on Zoom, which is good because if we don't have a quorum, they can't join anyway. I'm going to have Luke take the roll call and see where we are.
Before I start, we got new microphones, and you just tap it, and then when it's green, bright green, it's on. Everybody knows.
A little easier.
All right, we will call the roll for the June 20th, 2023 DEI meeting. Guillermo Aruz, Casey Austin, Erica Bachner.
Here.
David Bonner. Here. Cindy Creedy.
Here.
Nay Duba Clancy.
Here.
Anna Ehrman. Trish Avancek.
Here.
Ken Johnson. Kirk Johnson.
Here.
Chris Johnson. Jennifer Kelly. Megan Cascitalo. Farzad Kaladin. Kent Kirk. Aaron Oates. Mary Jane Oliver. Diana Pavach.
Here.
Abigail Rogers.
Here.
Cindy Shea.
Here.
Liz Simon. Whitney Simon. Rhoda Shershenowitz.
So we don't have a quorum tonight, so not approve our minutes from last meeting. So we'll move on to advisory board chair comments. Do you have anything, Erica?
Yeah, I'd like to start off with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather.
Anything else? So last Monday, the village sponsor the Juneteenth event at the library. It was very nice. A lot of the staff was there. We saw a lot of people there. It was a really nice turnout. So thanks to everybody who helped with that and went to the event. It was really nice. I don't have any other comment other than that. Any public comment? Anybody want to say anything? Okay, we have no unfinished business, so we'll move on to new business. Erica, you said that people might need a few minutes to meet as groups before we...
Yeah. Why don't we give the groups 20 minutes so we come back at 7:30 to have the subcommittees present their...
No, I don't think so. This is not a quorum. We can't do it. And we haven't met, and we have no comments.
Yeah, there's a quorum doesn't mean that we can't present. So we'll give you all 20 minutes and then be back here at...
Thank you, but I'm going to leave.
If you want to split up to different parts of the room.
Okay. Welcome back. So we would like to hear what ideas each group has so far. And who, which group would like to go first?
Oh, wait, this is being recorded. I was going to sing. So we did a Zoom, and I felt a little, they had a bunch of notes from the last time. And what I got from our last Zoom was that we kind of looked at the website. So we were looking at community. So I feel like community and government might be two subcommittees that could come together, but that could be another conversation. So since the website has links for new residents, a link for elders and disabled, a link for schools, we were thinking of an inexpensive way to advertise the website is to put up signs around the village, maybe on the schools, library fences, corner of Harlem and Lake, fence on Trailside in front of the village. All sellers have to fill out a form to transfer water and sewer. Maybe when the village receives a copy of this, their email is on there, and the village could send a postcard stating the website can answer a lot of questions. So I think we already have the tools there with the village website. I think we just need to maybe make it a little bit more, advertise it more. Because like when we moved here in 2015, I really didn't know much about the schools. I didn't know we had half-day kindergarten, which was a surprise, you know, but, you know. But maybe if I would have gotten a postcard or an email with the link to the website, I could have clicked on D90 and realized that I needed to be resourceful and find other things for my child to do for another 4 hours. You know, they shovel for the disabled. They shovel for the elderly. There's a lot of things. You know, you have to, your pets need to have tags. It tells you where, who our electric provider is. So if we're talking about community outreach, the village has it all there on the website. I just think people don't really know about it. So, and I think that's, we kind of talked about how we would probably go well with government because the village website is part of the government. And we want the community to feel more engaged. So there were other things about how students feel at Dominican and Concordia, how they feel living in River Forest. So, but that would be a lot more work, right? We don't have the money to do a survey on college kids. You know, probably 90% of them don't even end up here anyways. On the website, we already see what our low-income housing is. It's a little under 10%, but we're also very landlocked. So there's a lot of things that we can't do to be more of a community where we can do more with low-income housing and things like that just because of us being landlocked. Pull down the forest preserves, you know, put up buildings. If we could, that'd be great.
Wondering.
So I don't know if that makes sense or if that would kind of work.
I think that those two or three items are really good, and I'm actually wondering about Dominican. They may already do a pulse survey, and so
yeah.
Adding something.
And see if they do that, like Dominican. And kind of see what the feedback is from there. Because we don't have a lot for people to do here. We have the Jewel and then we have the corner, right? So most people do go on the other side of Harlem or they go to Forest Park if you want to eat, if you want to drink, if you want to shop. We're very limited to what we have. So we kind of know where they're going, just knowing what we have.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And if we could bring back an Annie's on the corner of Lake and Lathrop in this new building that will someday be built. Yes, I'm saying that on record. That would be great. Ice cream, a hot dog. I used to meet Chris there all the time for lunch. Big hangout. And the kids have nowhere to go. So, oh, and that's another thing. Like, we were talking about kids. Like, you know, people will go on Facebook and complain about kids, you know,
at the library. Right? Like, or they'll complain that they're at Keystone, or they'll complain, like, I understand what they're saying, but also where are they supposed to go? Right? If you think about it, we have 11,000 residents. 1,500 of them are children, which means that approximately 3,000 of us are parents. So that is a big percentage of the community. We have kids here. No, they're going to play. They're going to make a mess. Yes, parents should do better and teach their kids not to do that. But there's very limited space for kids to be. We don't have a skate park. We don't have the basketball hoops don't have their nets on them. So there's a lot of things that the village could do with the park district to make it more accessible for kids too, but that's a whole nother.
Oh, don't be sorry. Thank you
so much. Who wants to go next?
Never looked at the website that much. This made me. And there is a page where you can go, and if you want to go to D90, you click on it. If you want to go to OPRF, you click on it. So I think maybe if we advertise, there could be something on there. You know, if you're looking for information on OPRF, go to our website, click on the emblem. If you want to know about the community center, I didn't see that there, but I thought it was. So they do have each link that goes to D90 and everything too, but you don't know about it until you go onto the website. I had no idea that we did snow removal. I only thought Elmwood Park did that, you know, because that they advertise it. No.
But yeah, I think the ways we go about communicating, especially the website, which is a wealth of a calendar that does go across all the different governing bodies in River Forest, and finding different and unique ways to try to get to folks who, you know, aren't necessarily as engaged, have lives, I think makes a lot of sense. Today I got a little door hanger from the village as we've area, but yeah, fun. But like what, you know, are those kinds of things. Right. So, yeah, really wonderful ideas. Thank you. Debbie, can you use the mic just so?
When I moved into college, I received an services. too, and I still have it there, and I, you know, look up. Would be a good.
Yeah. Not finding different and creative.
What group are you? Right, thanks. Can you use the mic? Not sure it's recording.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I do think that it's been a while since we've done that covenant that I think we were thinking maybe we should revisit that first and maybe put out a more current. That will be the first step before we kind of.
I just clarify something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I think the goal was to have those list of things that you think should be identified and bring to the board on things that we would look at to
yeah.
do. Not actually doing the work, but
I think that's what I have listed here.
So
okay, for each
sorry.
One of these, it would be us identifying the areas in each of those to put.
Got it.
To decide
I
to
thought
do.
You said that
yeah.
you were going to go and find the information out.
Are you talking about the covenant?
No.
Specifically, or
prior
the first
to
one?
The first one.
We are going to go and talk to different kinds of to find out what they're doing. all that back together and then talk about where we want to do as a group.
Okay. I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, Erica, that we were hoping to have something in writing from each group by the next meeting in July so that everybody can take those back and put them in August, or people could make comments and suggestions. I just don't want you to be doing something that...
Yeah, I think, right, so to outline what our schedule is for the summertime, you're presenting your initial take on your initiatives and proposals and goals, and we are going to take this next 2 weeks for the group to digest those. You'll provide us written formats of what you are saying tonight. We'll put that out to the group, and people will have 2 weeks to comment or ask questions on whatever is presented. And then each group will have another couple or few weeks to finalize those goals and proposals. So to the extent that you are looking to gather an inventory of DEI initiatives, groups, organizations.
That's what people are doing.
I think that can be a proposal.
So would we not start that?
I mean, I don't think it hurts.
I don't think it hurts if you start it, but maybe a better use of your time would be, like, thinking of all the places that you would want to somebody to reach out to.
Oh, yeah, that is.
So, like, a big, huge
steps.
List of
yeah,
places that you would maybe want people to reach out to. Because this all has to go in front of the board, and it's all a proposal, and it would, the board's going to have to vote on.
So we shouldn't reach out to anybody? Kirk, I feel like we've been talking a little differently. That's fine. Let's face it, like, are you going to get stalled?
I think something like the Twin Village Covenant, that is something that we could work on and then provide that updated version as a board in our that we get.
I just don't. So the board is going to have to prioritize anything that's brought to them. They're going to have to prioritize what they want, a group or the village staff to work on. So that's where I just don't want you to, like, run ahead and then you hit.
I can redo the time.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying.
All right.
We have steps in there, and we'll just do those. The most they would require is a name of who we would contact. We wanted to do.
Right. I just, it gets put, next year, that would be looked at. I'm just making timelines up. People leave their jobs. It might be a different contact. So, for you to do that type of work, it would if you worked on the Twin Covenants, that might be more substantial to put your time towards. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that if they want to run with a list of organizations,
right,
that could make sense.
Yeah. I think you said
there's like a
right,
yeah, there's something
that
on the website that's like intergovernmental.
Yeah. That's a good point. I'm glad. That's a good point, right? Like, so it's all going to have to be prioritized.
Thank you, though, for that. And I just didn't want
you
to do work and say, we did all this work and they're not even using it right now. And so that's why I just.
Well, and I think we interpreted. ideas of which government agency. Here's where we think.
We can talk about it further.
I'm not discounting like your great ideas because they are good ideas.
Okay, I don't.
Okay.
Do it this summer.
Like October,
we can stop
November,
this conversation right now. We're good.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah. All right, so who's next? What group are you?
Kirk and I are housing.
Okay.
We don't have the other part of our. But we spent time in Elber. And to point, we have a housing shortage. We're landlocked. It makes moderately priced. But there are still opportunities, and we talked about equity co-ops, which, and I think about the three houses around the rundown. And I think about these equity co-ops where it's something that's held in a separate. Involved, but also other investors like. So, if we could develop a foundation or trust that would in these homes and provide moderate and fix them up, they would not be. So I think that's kind of like one of our biggest ideas. It's something that we could maybe actually do and take action. But I was just sitting here thinking about the community foundation, and there's and then this we were thinking of zoning. The zoning, we got thrown a lot of information that we had. Yeah, okay, so you know. We clicked on something and the document was like 500. It's complicated, right? So I spent some time looking through the code, looked at the zoning code quite a bit over the years because of personal needs and whatever. And the zoning code is exclusionary, and I do think the entire, not just making changes to the we should be looking at how do we change the code to missing middle house. We were talking about group homes, elderly homes, more affordable than moving into the Sheridan. I was thinking about these homes, the smaller ones on my end of town, our end of town, and Kirk's like, home is more like 12 or 15 people, like, you know, one of the mansions on the north side of town. And I thought, well, we could have a couple where we want one of the mansions. That's why we were laughing about it. But seriously, I think to create, to geographically stock portfolio, but you should not have an exclusionary zone. It needs to be more equitable. North side of the track. Load up the modest. Important when you think about what of housing is, you're talking, when you say modest or low income housing, you're talking about community. So we'll have to write, you know, kind of flush this all out, but I really got excited about blighted properties, turn them into moderately priced, and keep them.
And very creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to look at one across.
That's a president. Thank you so much, you guys.
Last but not least.
Yeah, I'm the new person on the governance. We appreciate depth of work. Quite a document. So we have three. And he took a vote at the night and in our future meetings. The first is consideration of the structure and composition of the DEI group that functions for and but this group of this note is that the existing DEIAG is likely to engage a large number of relatively short-term projects culminating in a report to the but what comes next? So the subcommittee proposes to research best practices in the village and in the region to make recommendations. For example, perhaps this body would be dissolved and a permanent standing similar to the Sustainability Commission, consisting of residents and liaisons, municipalities and institutions. Then there are some ideas that back that up about size and the composition would be included, people who have other relationships items, including review the Village of River Forest boards and commission rules, structures, appointments, abilities, identifying and reviewing best practices in communities in the region regarding rules, structures, etc., and drafting recommendations. So we don't need to take extensive notes. Yeah. It will be sent. And then goal number two is the development of DEI tools for use by village leaders and entities. And the overview of that is that there's no formal rubric, checklist, or process that exists for through the DEI lens for village leaders and village boards and bodies. What tools might be helpful for makers? How might a DEI lens be applied more formally by board bodies and adopted into decision? Our action items there are identifying examples of best practices in municipal decision making through a DEI lens, through leaders searching for looking for examples, rubrics and checklists use, and identifying rubrics and checklists filmmakers and those to be used by a body. So maybe staff may have just a quick. Body may have a checklist. And then we would adapt rubric or checklist. First use because that's what I'm learning from. And our third goal is sharing those tools with other local government entities and making sure that knowledge doesn't just stay within the Village of River Forest, but it's in River Forest. And how can we share it? Those are the three major goals. There's a few. And just since this is being recorded for the record, we want to really take a hard look at the group forming process and at the different areas and fit within the governance column and trying to how can so forth. That is how we reached this, these ideas, and we have
really great. Thank you so much. Appreciate all your hard work.
Very good ideas. So it looks like the one group we haven't is purchasing and suppliers. We can reach out to them. So thank you all very much. I think Trish, if you maybe could send a email around to the group asking for their write-ups of what they.
Luke's going to send out an email to everybody on the group and kind of just talk about what we talked about here tonight, kind of give, and then you can send your thoughts, ideas to Luke, and he will put it all together. Okay, so next meeting is Monday, July 17th at 7 p.m. And so in 2 weeks, we would want the information, the write-ups to Luke, and then Luke can send them out to the group and have people just make comments, send in comments, concerns, whatever, questions, and then he will bring that back to the next meeting.
Let me just check. So will we be able to give each of the questions?
I don't think so. I think we need to probably talk about the comments and suggestions at the next meeting.
Okay.
So that if they need clarification from someone, they can get it at that meeting.
Okay.
And then after that meeting, they can spend 2 weeks finalizing their stuff and getting it back to us, you know, bring it to the August. Or December meeting, whatever we decide then.
So
Monday the 17th. It's only Tuesday today because we Juneteenth was yesterday, so we
need a motion for adjournment.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming, everyone.